Okay, we are getting ready to start the final phase of our forum. Our two candidates for county clerk are seated right now. Seated at the table is Michelle Hostler, write-in candidate. She was on the ballot in the primary, came in as first runner-up. She is now running as a write-in candidate. One thing that you might know here in Wyoming is that if you do not win a primary election, you're not eligible to be an independent. But anybody can be a write-in candidate. And as I mentioned earlier, the Federal Communications Commission rules stipulate that if somebody is running a bona fide write-in campaign, they should be included for equal time on the radio. Michelle, I think, definitely is running a bona fide write-in campaign. 4 years ago, we had Dave Langford up here. He also ran a bona fide write-in campaign, and he, in fact, won and became our county sheriff. So we do try to abide by that FCC regulation of bringing forward bona fide write-in candidates. Mary Langford is the winner of the Republican primary. She is on the ballot. And so these are the two people right now that we're considering for county clerk. Let's go ahead and start with a three-minute opening statement. We'll first go with Michelle Hostler.
Thank you, and thank you everyone for coming and everyone who has continued to support me. I'm 47. We've lived in Sublette County for 10 years. I'm a legal secretary. I have about 20 years of business experience, and that would include employees, budgets, payroll, detailed record keeping, and good customer service. With fresh eyes, I can bring new ideas and new solutions to this office. I think Sublette County is ready for a positive change.
Thank you, Michelle Hostler. Next, our incumbent county clerk, Mary Langford, and she's also the Republican nominee. Mary?
Thanks, Bob. I'd like to thank the sponsors for this event tonight and give us the opportunity to speak to you. I'd also like to let you know that it is truly my honor to be your incumbent county clerk. I won the Republican nomination at the August primary, and I've served the citizens of Sublette County for the past 28 years. I thank you for your continued trust and support. I am a Wyoming Republican. I have the same enthusiasm and energy today to serve Sublette County as I had the first day that I took office. And with that, I've prepared for 28 years for this forum tonight, so let's get it on.
Thank you, Mary Langford, for her opening statement. All right, now we go over to the journalism table and asking the first question, direct from London, England, Ned Donovan. I got to rub that in. We love your voice.
What experience or qualifications do you have or unique leadership ideas that make you the better candidate for the position of county clerk?
And we'll start with Mary Langford.
I've served for nearly 28 years. I'm a resident of Sublette County for 34 years. I know the community. I know a lot of the people in this community. I have served them. I have worked with them. I've met them at midnight at the courthouse to notarize papers. I've issued marriage licenses on Saturdays. I've done a lot of work, and I've spent my whole life being a public servant in this community, and I'm the most experienced person to be that county clerk.
Thank you, Mary Langford. Next, Michelle Hostler.
Well, as I mentioned before, I think that my experience in business will qualify me. There are going to be a lot of duties that I will be learning that will be new, but I will count on the county attorney's office for their help with that, and also the employees that are currently there, and I think that I can bring fresh ideas into that office.
Thank you, Michelle Hostler. Our next question comes from Debbie Vickery.
In your opinion, what is the most important issue or challenge facing Sublette County that the county clerk's office has to deal with?
And we'll begin with Michelle Hostler.
Without actually being in that office, I'm not really sure what the biggest challenge would be. I would have to learn that once I got into there, but I'm sure that I could stand up to the challenge.
Thank you, Michelle Hostler. Next, Mary Langford.
Probably the biggest challenge that we face right now is keeping up with technology and being able to manage the huge amounts of records and paper that we shuffle all the time. We record numerous documents for land transactions. We're in the process of scanning a lot of those documents to make them available to the public. Everything that's in our office is public information with the exception of personnel records and military records that are recorded. And to be able to manage the workload through the ebbs and flows of our economy. When I first took office, we would make 150 car titles in a month. Right now we average 500 car titles a month. To be able to staff for that, to be able to anticipate what your needs are, and be able to manage a reliable budget is probably some of the biggest challenges to provide good customer service.
Thank you, Mary Langford. Our next question from Ned.
This is a submitted question just before the forum. Would you be in favor, if elected, of recording commissioner meetings and broadcasting them live online on the county's website?
Starting is Mary Langford.
The commissioner's meetings currently are recorded, and they're available upon request. I have recorded them for the full time that I've been in office. As far as recording them and broadcasting them, that would be a choice of the commissioners if they wanted to do that. Would take a little bit of technology and probably some equipment, but that would truly be available. But that would be a commissioner's call, not mine.
Thank you, Mary Langford. Next, Michelle Hostler.
I agree that it is the commissioner's call, but I think it's important, and I think that people would really like to have that transparency available to them.
Thank you, Michelle Hostler. All right, next question coming from Debbie Vickery.
The county clerk's office has extensive interaction with the public and all other departments in the county. What do you think can be done to improve the level of communication and efficiency of operations of the county clerk's office while at the same time reducing costs of that office?
And we begin with Michelle Hostler.
Again, I'm not in that office, so I don't know exactly what the specific costs are. But I think that good communication between the different offices is extremely important. And having a nice, friendly face for the public and the other offices so that there is open communication all the time.
Thank you, Michelle Hostler. Next, Mary Langford.
I have maintained an open door policy in my office for the entire time that I've served the citizens of Sublette County. That's not only for the public, but for the other department heads. You'll see my car parked at the courthouse a lot of after hours and on weekends because I've spent time with the public, with department heads in my office. So it's not unusual to see my truck in front of the courthouse on Sunday afternoon. And that's my choice, and that's how I get my work done. We're very lucky that we have good communication electronically. Now we're able to shoot an email where we weren't able to do that a few years ago even. But we communicate quite well, and we keep each other informed on what's going on.
Thank you, Mary Langford. For our next question, we go to Ned.
If elected, what changes, if any, do you think could be made to make the county clerk's office services more accessible to the people who live in Big Piney and Marbleton?
And we start with Mary Langford.
I just had this discussion this afternoon with the county treasurer. The county treasurer's office has always gone to Big Piney once a month to issue license plates. Today, I believe Roxanna had five customers. Not a real good use of her time. However, it's a service to the county. We do have the ability to really do a lot of work for those folks. It's really hard in my office to perform some of the functions if you're recording documents or if you're making car titles. To do those off-site, they really need to be done in the courthouse. But we have the ability to get paperwork back and forth to the county. Seed, we're able to do a lot of things that we accommodate the folks in Big Piney, and we really try to do that.
Mary Langford. Next, Michelle Hostler.
I agree. When you're recording I don't know how you would make that mobile. I don't know if the possibility of emails and scanning documents without being there, it's hard to say, and researching it a little further for myself.
All right, thank you, Michelle Hosler. Debbie Vickery has the next question.
If elected, what, if anything, would you change in the clerk's office to make its operations more transparent and accountable to the public?
And we start with Michelle Hosler.
Well, to start, I really think that people need more information about the agenda for the commissioner meetings. I think that it's very vague on what's going to be talked about, so they don't have the ability to decide whether they want to be there and express their opinions, and maybe sooner, get the agendas out sooner so then they can decide. And if we could do the recording where it would either stream or have a link after the meetings.
Thank you, Michelle. And next, Mary Langford.
Transparency in the office, I believe everything that's in the county clerk's office is public information. Because of the way things were set up in the old days, of course, it's like a library. You come in and you look in a book, you look in an index, we have all that information available. Transparency is kind of a new buzzword. We have the information available. You just have to come and get it, come and request it. We fax, we email, we provide a lot of information to the public. In response to the comment about the agenda is the commissioner's. I schedule the appointments. When the agenda appears to the public is at the commissioner's call. Our commissioners prefer to be able to deal with the public and take care of as much business as they possibly can. That's the reason why the agenda gets posted on Fridays for the Tuesday meeting. That way we are not bound to a specific published agenda that's in the newspaper, and we also save some cost.
Thank you, Mary. And I think in the last 2 minutes here, another question came forward, so let's do another one. Ned, you have one.
This is taken from an earlier question and slightly altered for this position. How would you describe your level of familiarity with the content of the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and what measures are in place in your office or do you put in place, if elected, to make sure all employees under your department are familiar with and understand the contents of the Constitution and how government should operate? That can probably include the Wyoming Constitution as well.
All right, we'll start with Mary Langford.
When you take your oath of office the first day that you take your job, you swear to uphold the U.S. Constitution as well as the Wyoming Constitution. My office or the county clerk's office primarily provides services for the state of Wyoming at the counter. We enforce a lot of state statute through issuing of car titles, recording of documents. All of that is really regulated by state law as opposed to U.S. constitutional law. But my staff is aware of that. We have constitutions available in our office. And, again, we truly enforce the state constitution. We don't really have the opportunity to enforce U.S. constitutional law.
Thank you, Mary Langford. Next, Michelle Hosler.
I'm really not sure what more I could add to that.
Ditto, then. Thank you, Michelle Hosler. Is that it on questions? I think we're done with questions. Let's go ahead now, starting with Michelle Hosler, and let you give a one-minute closing statement.
Last spring, several members of our community strongly urged me to campaign for the county clerk position. They were expressing their desire for change in that office. With my experience in business, they really thought that I would be the best candidate. I did not win in the primary, but I was urged by a lot of people through email and phone calls the next day to continue the campaign. And I really feel that if you chose me for this position, I could do a great job.
Thank you, Michelle Hosler. Closing statement now from Mary Langford.
Thank you. I'd like to thank you all for staying tonight to sit and listen to two candidates for county clerk after listening to commissioners and sheriff's candidates. We're kind of paled in comparison to those guys. My door is always open. My door's been open. I would like to let you know that I work tirelessly for this county. I've gone and lobbied at the legislature to improve laws, to make work that we do here better, to make it easier for the public. I'd also like to remind you that I've lived here. I love it here. I'll be here forever. And I'm just so lucky to be able to live in Sublette County and have raised my family here. I want to do a little commercial for you also. As part of the job is that we are absentee voting right now. If you are anticipating being gone next week, absentee ballots are available through Monday at 5 o'clock, and you can stop and get them in my office. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary Langford. And as Mary just mentioned, absentee balloting is going on right now. Early voting is going on right now. Stop by the county clerk's office, especially if you are not going to be here on the 4th of November. The polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. on November 4th. That's a Tuesday. If you are not familiar with where to vote, contact the county clerk's office. They can help you find your polling place. Also, if you are not registered to vote, but you're qualified to be registered to vote, you can register on Election Day at your polling place. That's one of the things that's permitted in Wyoming, is registration on Election Day at your polling place. Now, KPIN Radio will be broadcasting live the election results the evening of November 4th. So if you tune in, we'll let you know who won each of not only the elections here in Sublette County, we'll also have state elections and national elections. There's a lot of critical national elections for U.S. Senate that we're going to be following. Don Ballou at Pinedale Online will have the election results posted on pinedaleonline.com also, so you can get them either on radio or on Internet. So let me thank Sarah Murdoch, who has been holding up the start, stop, woe up signs, which everybody has abided by. We thank all of the candidates for going by that. Sarah, thank you so much. We sat her right smack in the middle, in the front, where you can't not see her. That's a double negative. Also, thank you to Dawn Ballou. She's in the back. She's been taking the emails. Thank you to Debbie Vickery. This time I'll get her first name right, for helping KPIN out, and also with Ned Donovan with the Roundup and Examiner for the questions. Our technical staff here consists of Michael Anderson and Duke Edwards, and I hope Duke is on his way to the radio station. Okay, good. But I'm not there, so he's got to stop it. So, okay. I was wondering what the laughing was about. My time is up. All right, Duke, don't stop it yet at the radio station. I'm going to join in on the radio. Thank you, everybody, and don't forget to vote intelligently on November 4th. Thank you. Okay, now I'm just on the radio. I think they were saying it's time to quit talking and let's get out of here. Now what I need to do is check here on the telephone, and we need to see if Duke is back there. I'll check on the radio.
I'm here.
And Duke, if you're there, just go ahead and start talking on the radio. I got the radio to my ear now.
I'm here, Bob. I'm enjoying the comfort and the warmth of the studio.
All right. You're back there. I think I about got run off the stage. I said it is time to stop talking. Hey, tell you what, there's one more thing I want to talk about a little bit, and that is our sponsor, James Thomas of High Mountain Real Estate. James Thomas was our full-time sponsor tonight. He's right on Pine Street at 107 East Pine at High Mountain Real Estate, and he's a real estate agent available for both buying needs and selling needs. He does residential, vacant land, commercial, industrial needs, retirement homes, second homes, cabins, all of that. Very familiar to James Thomas. He's also quite the expert when it comes to real estate investment. He thinks very strategically when it comes to using real estate as an investment tool. You might want to go talk to him, James Thomas at High Mountain Real Estate. Stop in and see him at 107 East Pine, or you can call him at 231-0167. That's 231-0167 for James Thomas of High Mountain Real Estate. And once again, a thank you to Michael Anderson of
Anderson Music Production. We hope we can figure out whose microphone cords are which when we're done here. Michael, why don't you let them know one more time how to get hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on my cell phone. And once again, I have to look at it because I can never remember my new phone number, 360-3161, and that's 360-3161. And I also wanted to mention something. I wanted to give a kudos and a shout-out to the guys in my band, Sage Grouse Stew. We play classic rock. If you want us to come out and play, we'll be happy to do that. We do outdoor gigs and indoor. So, and we don't ask much. Just some food is usually adequate. So we enjoy playing, and we do on a weekly basis. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Michael Anderson, for helping out with the technical end. We've got one more thing we want to hear from, and that's about Wilderness Church. And if your idea of going to church is to sit in the pew and have the pastor scream and yell at you, that isn't the way it works at Wilderness Church. If you're looking for just a friendly voice, a friendly pastor, Duke, why don't you let them know a little of what they might find if they come out to your church and the time and place to do it.
Yeah, we're super laid back, comfortable church, really easygoing atmosphere, great environment for people that maybe haven't gone to church before, haven't been a lot, or tend to get uncomfortable in church. We meet at 110 North Jackson Avenue. That's right, just a block off Pine Street there by A to Z Hardware and up kind of by Pinedale Natural Gas. We're right next door to them. We meet at 10:30s on Sunday mornings. Also like to let people know who haven't heard yet, this Halloween, this coming Friday, we are doing a pumpkin carving contest. We got three divisions. We got the adults, and then we have youth, and then we also have little kids, and the little kids will actually be painting pumpkins. We do not provide the pumpkins, but if you want to come by this Halloween and drop a pumpkin off sometime between noon and 7 o'clock, we will be doing pumpkin judging at 7. So carve your best pumpkin and bring it in, or the little kids can paint them. And we got $25 gift cards we're giving away, and we got little gift baskets for the kids. So should be a good time by all. We got some fun celebrity judges and some cool people around town coming to judge it. So it's going to be a good thing. It's free to enter, and we encourage everybody to come out.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Duke. And, you know, we really wanted to do a candidate forum for the primary election. And unfortunately, I was in Houston, Texas during the time that we should have been doing a forum. And I don't know if everybody knew this or not, but when we did the election returns in August, I actually did them from my hotel room on a laptop computer. Don Ballew went to the county courthouse. She got the results, ran over to office outlet, faxed them to the lobby of the hotel, and that whole election return night that we did was done from the hotel room in Houston, Texas. I am so glad to be in Sublette County now, and we'll be doing the election returns, of course, live right here in Sublette County. So, well, tell you what, we're pretty much done here. I think people are starting to file out. Some are still talking to some of the candidates. If you want to come by and meet some of the candidates face-to-face, there's still several still here in the Lovett Room of the library. But, Duke, I'm going to go ahead and let you start the automation back up, and what you're going to hear in about 2 or 3 minutes is a promo to come to the forum tonight. Well, I forgot to take that out. So forgive me when you hear the announcement that says to come to the forum, because the forum is now basically concluded other than just some informal chatting amongst people and the candidates. Duke, thank you so much for your help. Thank you to Michael Anderson for his help. Looks like we did get her on the air, although for a while it looked kind of iffy when we had quite a bit of equipment trouble just before the broadcast. Okay, Duke, back to you.
All right, we are going to go back to our regular programming. Enjoy the music, enjoy the evening, and thank you everyone for joining us for the forum. Have a great night.